Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber Radio Studio on the lower level of our offices located at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. As we frequently like to say, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce is the home to Economic Development 101, Community Enhancement 101, and a host of other things. Folks, we begin each Saturday by thanking our program sponsor, and so on behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, we collectively would like to thank Mr. Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Listeners, we have a very special program this morning. We have two gentlemen who hail from the Houston, Texas area and recently visited the Siouxland community to talk about a passion project that they've been involved with for approaching 20 years now. My guests are Dr. John Holcomb, who served as the primary trauma surgeon during the tragic battle, now known as Black Hawk Down, in Mogadishu, Somalia in 1993. Joining Dr. Holcomb is his good friend and professional colleague who leads EMS services in the Houston area, Eric Bank. Dr. Holcomb, Mr. Bank, welcome to the Grow Siouxland radio program.
Chris, it's great to be here.
We're so happy to have you, and I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout-out to our mutual friend, Mr. Andrew Namini, who has his own national podcast called Permission to Shine. I certainly recommend that our KSEJ listeners give that program an opportunity. Permission to Shine, hosted by Andrew, who's a Sioux City native. And Dr. Holcomb, you did a podcast with Andrew a number of weeks ago, and that kind of led to your visit to Sioux City. Is that correct?
So Chris said I should talk to this. Andrew said I should talk to this guy named Chris. I didn't want to do that, actually. But he finally convinced me to do that. And then you invited me up here to the Siouxland area where we said, let's come up and talk about pre-hospital blood. We're glad we're here.
And Eric, just a great opportunity to have the two of you in town. Tell us about your role as an EMS professional.
So I am the Assistant Chief of EMS for Harris County ESD 48 Fire Department, which is a suburban of West Houston. And I met Dr. Holcomb back in 2008 when he retired from the military. And we've been collaborating on projects since then, like tourniquets on ambulances, tourniquets for police officers, and the blood program that we're here to talk about this week in the Siouxland area.
Well, in the second half of this program this morning, we will talk extensively about the pre-hospital blood program that you two are championing on a nationwide basis. John, before we get there, tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
So I grew up, well, I was born in Fort Benning, Georgia. My dad was in the Army, spent 23 years in the Army. Interesting, I spent 23 years in the Army. Lived all over the South, lived in Thailand, lived in Germany. Excuse me. And then kind of settled in Arkansas for most of about half my life. Went to college in Louisiana, small little church school. And then did medical school in Arkansas at Little Rock. And then because I had no money, I joined the Army, paid for medical school, and then lived in El Paso, Texas, and then places around the world in my Army career.
Did you always see yourself as one day being a surgeon, or was this something that evolved in a circuitous way?
You know, my mom has got a picture of me when I was 4 or 5 years old listening to my brother, his chest with a plastic stethoscope. So I think medicine was always there. I volunteered in a hospital when I was in junior high school. I was a candy striper and then met surgeons and kind of gravitated to the OR as an area that I really liked a lot. I was an OR tech for about 4 years and met a guy named Buddy Holmes and convinced me to be a surgeon after watching Buddy work and take care of patients.
John, before we pass the microphone to your colleague, Mr. Eric Bank, tell us a little bit about your family.
My dad, as I said, was an Army officer, infantry, and logistics. My mom didn't graduate college. She's one of the smartest people I've ever met. Ended up selling real estate and doing really, really well in Northwest Arkansas. She's now, unfortunately, suffers from severe Alzheimer's. My brother runs a small business renting out boats down in Pensacola, Florida. Doing really well.
And you've been married for 27 years.
Met my wife at a wedding of one of our residents, and we got married 2 years later, and now we've been married 27 and have two kids, Ian and Ryan. Ian is selling commercial real estate, and Ryan is working in a doctor's office. You just graduated from college a couple months ago.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your Grow Siouxland host. Our guest today, Dr. John Holcomb from the Houston, Texas area. His colleague, Eric Bank, who leads EMS services. Eric, thanks so much for joining us. Tell us about where you grew up.
Thanks, Chris. Excuse me. So I was born in the Bronx. I lived there till I was five with my parents. My dad worked for Hilton Hotel, so we got transferred to Houston. He was at the Shamrock Hotel, which isn't there anymore. A very elegant, classic hotel with the classic style coffee shop, a Trader Vic's, which I don't think you see too many of those still in the country, and a swimming pool they could actually do ski shows in. Unfortunately, that hotel is not there anymore.
And tell us about how you got into the EMS line of work.
So we're going to blame a guy named Johnny and Roy in the early 1970s on a TV show called Emergency.
Oh, I remember it well.
I still have the lunchbox in my office. I was hooked from the moment I saw that and decided that's what I wanted to do for a living. Decided I wanted to be a firefighter paramedic and pursued that. Became a volunteer fireman in 1986 and became what's called an emergency care attendant or like an EMR first responder in 1986. And decided if I want to do this professionally, then I needed to have a college degree. I originally was looking at sports medicine at University of Texas, El Paso. Probably mirrored some of Dr. Holcomb's time there, but we didn't even know who each other were. And then I actually moved up to Philadelphia in 1994 to finish my degree in EMS management at what was then Hahnemann University.
So how did you go from Philadelphia back to Texas?
As a lifelong Texan, I had had enough snow plows, taxes, paying to go over bridges that I was ready to go home in 2000.
Makes perfect sense. Dr. Holcomb, tell us what you're doing today outside of your pre-hospital blood initiative. You retired from the Army after 23 years of service back in 2008, but you continue to serve as a surgeon and on the faculty.
Yeah, so in 2008, I retired. I was in San Antonio, Texas, moved to Houston, Texas, led the Division of Acute Care Surgery at the University of Texas in Houston, which is when I met Eric Bank in 2008. Ran a very large trauma service, multiple surgeons, burn surgeon service, emergency general surgery, and did a lot of trauma research, starting with resuscitation with blood products, leading prospective randomized trials around the country. Kind of the very classic academic trauma surgeon world for about a decade. Then transitioned to part-time. I go to University of Alabama and do my clinical work. And then started a health IT company, really focused on entrepreneurship, honestly. I serve on multiple boards. I do consulting around the country. We have a DOD grant to go to Ukraine and work them as they fight the Russian terrorist organization. So I really do a lot of different things, and pre-hospital blood is just one of them.
Eric, you call home the Houston area today. Tell us about your family.
So my wife, Laura, and I have been married since 2013. We have a 26-year-old son who is graduated from Texas A&M, and he works for the Texas Parks and Wildlife as a wildlife biologist.
And Eric, tell us how you came into contact with John and how the two of you formed the alliance that has taken you around the country to promote the important work of pre-hospital blood.
So I met Dr. Holcomb in 2008. I'm very good friends with the flight director at Memorial Hermann Lifelight. They flew Dr. Holcomb out and a resident named Keith Gates, who's a good friend of mine who's in Tacoma, Washington now. And the very first question that John asked me was, "Hey, Eric, how many tourniquets do you carry on your ambulance?" And I went, "Dr. Holcomb, we can't use tourniquets. Those are bad. Somebody will lose a limb." And he said, "We need to talk." And 2 weeks later, the order came in. We did the training, and we had tourniquets on ambulances. That progressed to tourniquets on ambulances in the entire eight-county area around the city of Houston, including the city of Houston. That progressed to police officers. And 5,000 uniform officers in the city of Houston. And we both served together on the Regional Advisory Council Trauma Committee. several papers. I went to several meetings. The very first meeting I ever went to, I had a tie on. He walked up and said, take your tie off. And then walked over and said, hey, these people need to hear you and you need to talk.
And the message that he wanted delivered was?
Pre-hospital providers and medics are very smart people and you need to listen to what they have to say because they have impact on the game, they have impact on the patient, and they're going to provide the best patient care. And without them, no one is going to survive to get to the hospital.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ. My name is Chris McGowan. My guest in studio today, I'm very pleased to have Dr. John Holcomb. Dr. Holcomb was part of the surgical team that responded to the tragedy in Mogadishu, Somalia, known as Black Hawk Down. His partner in promoting pre-hospital blood around the nation, Mr. Eric Bank. These gentlemen will be back with us on Grow Siouxland after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenree, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative serving as your host. My guests in studio this morning, Dr. John Holcomb and Mr. Eric Bank. Dr. Holcomb, we were talking a little bit at the opening of the show about your life's work, which is now focused on making pre-hospital blood available around the nation. We'll explain exactly what that is in a moment, but before we get there, would you please tell us about the catalyst for this initiative and the incredible team that you worked with in Somalia?
Yeah, so in 1993, I found myself deployed with the Joint Special Operations Command and in Mogadishu, Somalia. Unfortunately, we did a number of there are a number of casualties that happened October 3rd, 1993. Our hospital and the medics and the nurses and the docs all took incredible care of about 114 injured U.S. soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, non-government guys that were out there trying to do the best they could in a really bad situation.
Of course, many people know that as Black Hawk Down. They're familiar with the book and the major motion picture that followed. There was a protocol that was developed there. You give credit to one of your colleagues. Tell us about that colleague and the protocol that was introduced that has changed your life's work.
Yeah, so in the midst of the mass casualty, we were operating on these patients. Lieutenant Colonel Denver Perkins, anesthesiologist, came up to Vietnam veteran, came up and said, we're going to do a walking blood bank and get whole blood from the hospital members, the folks who were in the hospital, the staff, and we're going to transfuse that to the combat casualties. I had never heard of such a thing. I didn't know anything about it. I thought we were all going to go to jail. And once we transfused that blood, it was pretty amazing to see the effects of whole blood on combat casualties.
So explain to the lay audience and listeners what that means. Does that mean that people who were there working to save these lives were donating blood at the same time so that these wounded, some severely wounded and shot men and women in uniform, were getting transfusions from people on site?
Yeah, let me be very, very clear. One-third of the hospital that was working their butts off to take care of patients laid down, donated blood, got back up, went back to work. We took those units of blood that were still warm coming out of the bodies of the hospital staff and hung them and transfused them on the combat casualties.
Very extraordinary. And now that has led to an initiative that you and your good friend and professional partner, Eric Bank, are taking nationwide. Tell us what you learned and what you're taking nationwide.
So what we learned in that episode, you step back and you think about these things and you say, what lessons did we learn here? And the lesson that I learned and that we've tried to translate in not only the military actions in Iraq and Afghanistan, but but importantly now to all the civilians across the United States, is that blood early saves lives. Not the clear fluid, not the crystalloid that is seen in every TV show and on every ambulance in the country, but blood early saves lives. The earlier you can give the blood, the better off the patients do. That was the lessons we learned, and we're trying to translate that into the civilian world.
Eric, you weren't part of the trauma team. You met John many years later in 2008. When you first had this conversation and he explained to you what he was attempting to do, did you have any familiarity with this type of a transfusion?
No, absolutely not. And actually what ended up happening is in 2014, we had a home invasion shooting with two critically injured patients. And I actually, we were able to get in a helicopter because we were about 45 minutes with no traffic to a trauma center, and there's no such thing as no traffic in Houston. And had that helicopter not been there and had we not been able to get the blood, that patient would have died. And I picked up the phone and I called John and I said, hey, you know, we did really well. We used the blood on the aircraft, but why do we need the aircraft? Why can't we do this on the ground? And instead of the typical response that, oh, Eric, you know, it's very complicated, it's a hard process that you don't understand, he was like, all right, why don't we do that? And so it took us 2 years, a lot of meetings, somewhere between 47 and 1,000, depends on which one of us is telling the truth. And during that time frame, there was no John and Eric going around the country. And we connected with folks who are actively overseas, actively in Iraq and Afghanistan, adjusting our time frames to actually talk to them while we could, and learning from them and learning from the military way of how we could get this off the ground, convincing the blood center it was the right thing to do for patients. And we were able to get this up and running in 2016 with what's called component therapy, or pieces of blood, so red cells and liquid plasma. And in 2017, very memorably, because we were just dealing with Hurricane Harvey, we switched over to whole blood, and we were, instead of having to give multiple bags, we're giving one bag of one product. And that has come to fruition of John and I are sitting in a podcast studio in Iowa having a conversation with Chris.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today, Mr. Eric Bank from the Houston, Texas area. Joining him, Dr. John Holcomb, who had an incredible experience in Mogadishu, Somalia, that led to this initiative all the way back in 1993. Eric, recently you were in the Sioux City Metro for meetings. You met with executives at LifeServe Blood Center, a blood collection entity in Siouxland. You also had a meeting at the Chamber of Commerce where the chief of police, the fire chief, the head of EMS, representatives of LifeServe Blood Center, representatives of an air ambulance, ground ambulance, EMS responders, the 185th Air Refueling Wing, representatives of some of our federal delegation in Washington, D.C. What was the purpose of that meeting, Eric?
So the purpose of that meeting was basically, in lack of a better word, is to spread the word. We're currently undergoing a demo program, a pilot program in Des Moines that's about 2 weeks away from starting. The blood center is key in that, but how do we expand that to the rest of the state? And we had some very interesting parties and interesting discussions with the fire chief, the police chief, the EMS chief. The air service that already carries this, and our two short presentations probably turned into questions that were probably 10 times longer than our presentations.
John, you've traveled all over the country. What caught your attention about an opportunity to visit the Siouxland tri-state area of Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota as it relates to this important initiative?
Yeah, this part of the country is largely a blood desert. When you look at the map of where blood is available pre-hospital and ground ambulances, this is an area of the country, and it's not just Iowa. It's multiple states here. There's very little pre-hospital blood here on ground ambulances. So the opportunity for you, Chris McGowan, to provide the leadership to bring us up here, to bring together the folks you just talked about who have never, ever all been in the same room together, was an amazing opportunity for us. We're doing this around the country. We're not telling people what to do. We are offering solutions to problems that are common across the country. Every place is a little bit different, but there's more commonality than there is differences. The other thing that's really important for us is the solutions to this problem are largely financial. They're related to reimbursement for blood product. That is a city, county, state, federal issue. And we're starting to approach that political solution, that financial political solution across the country. So we're here to learn from you guys how you're going to solve this problem.
Eric, in the final 2 minutes that we have together this morning, your visit to Siouxland culminated with a lot of media. Clearly, it was an important part of your visit with Dr. Holcomb to connect with print, radio, and television media. Why is it so important to leverage those relationships? Was that for a local audience, a national audience, or both?
I think it's for both. I think that this is a team sport. I think that we need multiple collaborators from multiple entities and multiple angles, including congressional folks, including state and local legislators, including EMS, fire, blood bank, and getting everybody in the same room so they all understand and can talk the same language. It's very important.
Dr. Holcomb, in the final 60 seconds that we have left together this morning, you get the final word.
So most, Chris, thank you. Most people think that blood is already on every ambulance, and they're wrong. In the United States, on ground ambulances, blood is only available in 2% of the over 11,000 eligible ground ambulances, 2%. Our goal with our coalition, with your and your help, is to get blood on every eligible ambulance across the United States. We will save 10 to 20,000 lives a year by doing that.
Not only will you save an incredible number of lives, but tell us about the fiscal impact.
This not only saves lives, an incredible number, but because they are largely tax-paying lives that we save, it is financially incredibly beneficial. The return on investment is over 200 to 1.
Folks, you've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest this morning, Dr. John Holcomb and Mr. Eric Bank, visiting us from Texas to talk about the importance of pre-hospital blood and making it available in the rural areas like Siouxland has, but also taking it to the Department of Defense and making sure that the men and women who so courageously volunteer to serve in our armed forces have access to it as well. Dr. Holcomb, Mr. Bank, thank you for joining us on Grow Siouxland this morning.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it.
Folks, that's it for this episode of Grow Siouxland. We'll be back next Saturday morning. Enjoy some college football today and make it a great weekend.